Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk G Money Sports Report. And let's talk Major League Baseball.
out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts.
Buy me some peanuts. Some crack.
Some
crack.
Buy me some peanuts. Some crack.
Some crack.
Some crack.
Buy me some peanuts. Some crack.
Some crack.
Some crack.
Some crack.
You wanna get some crack?
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home
team. Home team. All right. Let's talk Major League Baseball. Yeah, you like that, huh? All right. Let's talk Major League Baseball. Okay, we have the teams that played yesterday in the wild card games. So we went through all the wild card games. Now we're going through what the divisional playoffs.
Good to meet you. Yeah. Have a good one.
Okay.
Right, right, right. The division playoffs start tomorrow.
Oh, divisional playoffs start tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Who's
it's
in
October.
The divisional playoffs? As of right now, what do we know about the divisional playoffs?
So there's eight teams in the divisional playoffs, and I'm just going to give you the team names. I know you like to know what place they're in, but I'm just going to give you the team names. So the Texas Rangers are going to be playing the Baltimore Orioles. The Minnesota Twins are playing the Houston Astros. The Philadelphia Phillies are playing the Atlanta Braves. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are playing the L.A. Dodgers. So those are the four series that we're going to be looking at for the next few days.
Okay. Good. Let's get ready to rumble in Major League Baseball. All right. So let's... Well, we already talked about the NFL. We got all our teams. Oh, well, let's talk about yesterday's game. Thursday night football in the NFL. So who played last night and what was the score of the game? We're talking NFL.
Yeah, yesterday the Chicago Bears whooped the Washington Commanders 40-20. You bet on Commanders and over, and it was Bears and over.
What was the score? What was the score?
40-20.
40-20.
Chicago fixed them.
They beat the Washington Commanders 40-20. I wouldn't have never believed it. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I'm 0-1 in week number 5. So we got to wait until Sunday's game so I can see if I can get some wins in. Wow, I can't believe Chicago actually beat Washington. I don't think they beat Washington in like 5 years. It's been unusual for the Bears to beat anybody of any caliber. Okay, well, that's it for G Money Sports Report. We don't have any WNBA games. They don't play until Sunday. And we don't have any more NFL football games until Sunday. So, and we're finished with baseball until next week on Tuesday, is it? All right. Well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report. I'm G-Money.
Okay.
Let's take a
Greg,
commercial
what about
break.
The NBA?
What about
Greg,
the what?
The NBA? NBA.
Yeah, NBA isn't playing any games right now. Their season is...
Why not?
They're not playing.
It's
they don't
October,
have any
man.
Games.
You didn't know in October?
Man, they got games, Greg. You didn't know in October the NBA is going on.
We're in the preseason.
Really?
Greg, you're in the NBA,
yeah.
Preseason for NBA.
Come on, man.
Oh. Oh, okay.
The Dallas Mavericks lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday in its preseason game, but they lost to the Mavericks. I'm sorry, the Mavericks lost to the Timberwolves 111-99.
It's preseason, but the real players are playing. It's not summer league where all of the recruits were just playing.
Right.
Now the real players are playing.
Okay. And who else played yesterday? What other game played in the NBA then? Since we're talking NBA game, let's see.
That was it.
Who else
tomorrow, let's see.
They're playing basketball. Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah.
All right. So according to – I'm on the NBA's website, and the only games that they have are the games that start – that games yesterday and the game tomorrow, and then the games after that. So nothing before – Yesterday, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Dallas Mavericks 111-99, and the Mavs play the Timberwolves again tomorrow morning. After that, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., the L.A. Lakers play the Golden State Warriors. And then after that, there are no more games until Sunday, and that's when there's 6 games on Sunday. They're all still preseason. Preseason until the end of October. Regular season play starts on October 24th.
All right. Well, I don't think we need to talk about preseason. We have enough to worry about with Major League Baseball. With NFL and WNBA. So I don't think we need to talk about the preseason of the NBA because that really doesn't count. So
it don't count as far as wins and losses, but it definitely counts when it goes to, like, teams performing.
Yeah, but it's really not necessary in preseason for us to know what's going on with the teams in the preseason. But, plus, that's too much work for us right now. We're keeping up with the WNBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL. That's enough. And hockey's getting ready to start over again. They'll start with their regular season sometime this week. So that's way too many sports to keep up with in G Money Sports Report. So thank you. I appreciate the information, but I don't think we need to talk about 6 games in the NBA. Not right now. They have 120 games they play in the regular season. So that's going to be plenty enough games for us to keep up with when they start playing. So, all right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report. And now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So, she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. Because they were ugly, or because they weren't dressed real nice, Nobody had asked him to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around, and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance, and they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Keep quiet while the MC rap, I get me tired. Then go take a nap.
Take a nap.
Stay awake and watch the show I tape, because right now I'm about to shake and bang. D-E-R-C-K is my name, myself. Sing to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who give me who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for my say check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, destroying a ploy. When you're rising our boys, never sweating your girl wiping. But she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the scene, I only drop the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhyme pack. Maintain the peace while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy. You got some shit out. Computer information on rap. I the BRD my pieces that make your toes tap. I format the line step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Cause get it come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing, cause we can do. I got 25 yards just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I get. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I pound the wall. I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the speed. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they either way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows. This many faces and doing jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous. And like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Fall is underwear, means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P. Capital M, capital D, E, E. No doubt, Chief Rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill. What I'm saying, no one's delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing, I'm playing, I'm believing. You catch my drift, I'm trying to empty out because I'm just too swift. How swift? I'm so swift, I'm not a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm up here in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cord. The only weapon is my rapping sword. Intimidating scenes with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pitching on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. And the other maker, the one who like Max, relax. And when it's time, it's your dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping. Snapping, keep tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols and patrols. PMP, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
So I'm running in the outfield for the squad ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running. Because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
I ain't afraid of no guns. saving no day. I ain't afraid of no game. You just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't hear you. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Louder.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running, and I lost it. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Oh! every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon, it's to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students. with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.